The theme today is preparing the way for the coming of the Lord. And we shall be hearing a little bit later about John the Baptist, who asked people to prepare the way for the coming of Jesus Christ. And one thing he said in particular was that the roads should be made straight, the crooked paths should be made straight, ready for the coming of the Lord. And so that's what we're thinking about today. Paths and tracks that twist and turn, that we need to make straight in our preparation for the coming of Jesus. And what I have done down here, I've traipsed around the legs of the chairs and the table a long gold ribbon to represent that twisting, turning, crooked path that we need to make straight. And what I want Catherine to come and do, if you can, to unwind it and make it straight. Come on, Catherine, see if you can manage it. There's 10 metres of it. We'll see how quickly you can do it. And it starts at the other end on the chair, just up here on the chair. Can you see the end of it on the chair? Yep. And it winds around. So see if you can. That's it. Well done. Wind it round and round and round. And bring it out. You probably need to wind it round your hands as you go. I should just bunch it up in your hands as you find your way around it. I don't know if you spotted Catherine then, but instead of winding it around the chair, she lifted the chair. Now she's going to be able to do the same thing with the table. What I'm going to do is to start at the other end, see if we can meet her in the middle. So keep going, Catherine. Now, it takes some time to make paths straight, as you saw there. It takes some time to unravel all those twists and turns and straighten up the path. And it takes some time to prepare for things like the coming of Christ. And I wonder if we are all on a straight path with Jesus Christ. Do we get tangled up and curled around things? Do we find obstacles on the way? Do we sometimes wander off the path and have to come back to that twisting, turning and make it straight again? Most likely we all do. It's very difficult to keep a straight path in the faith. So I'd like to join together in a short prayer of confession before we sing again. Let's pray. Patient God, when in the heat of the moment we have spoken words we regret, forgive us. When in the business of our day we fail to see someone is waiting for a word from us, forgive us. When we miss the opportunity to speak out against injustice and hatred, forgive us. When apathy and indifference close our eyes to those struggling in wilderness places, forgive us. Forgive us and fill us with your compassion and energy to speak your word of love and hope to a world in need. For now is the time. Amen.